the clothing of God. And it comes from Paul the Apostle's writing to the Colossians in Colossians chapter 3. And if you read Colossians chapter 3 in your own private devotional times, you'll read that at the beginning of the chapter, Paul says that as followers of Christ, there are certain things that we are to avoid, such as sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, greed, which is idolatry. And then he goes on to say in verse 12, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. And he lists some other things later on in verses 13, 14, and forward. So the series is the clothing of God. Now, friends, on a really cold winter's day, it is healthy physically to clothe yourself with what? You've heard this illustration before. It's healthy to clothe yourself with a jacket, right?
Yeah.
To keep yourself warm, to keep away illness and disease, right?
Right.
Well, on a really hot summer's day, it's healthy physically to clothe yourself how? With light clothing so your body can breathe. It's healthy to do what? It's healthy to put on some sunblock lotion if the sun is shining really hard, right? To keep your skin healthy, right?
Amen.
Well, friends, it's the same way in the spiritual realm. We need to clothe our spirits with certain spiritual virtues so that we remain healthy spiritually, so that we can grow in our walk with God, in our walk with Jesus Christ. And what piece of clothing did we talk about last week? Last week we talked about the spiritual piece of clothing called gentleness. It can also be translated meekness. What is meekness? Meekness is enduring every situation with an even temper. It's having a tender spirit. Meekness is also freedom from haughty self-sufficiency. In other words, saying, God, I am yours. God, I am dependent on you. God, you do with my life as you see fit. God, you're in control. Jesus, sit in the driver's seat of my life. That is meekness. And today, we're going to talk about the fifth piece of spiritual clothing that Paul the Apostle lists in Colossians 3, verse 12, and it's called patience. The New International Version calls it patience. Now, I studied this word, and this is what I believe patience is. This is my definition of patience after studying the word. It's endurance to a course of action with an even temper. Endurance. Simply stated, patience is this. Patience is not quitting when things get tough in pursuing your course of action. You know what? God has got a course of action for you to fulfill. God has got a destiny and a plan for you. And patience says, in fulfilling that, in walking out your course of action, you're not going to quit. You're going to endure. You know, patience is not quitting when things don't go exactly according to your timing. And in the midst of it all, patience says this. It says that you keep an even temper. Okay, let me use this illustration now. Let's say that your goal for the year 2009 is to read through the entire Bible, right? So you figure out how many chapters, you calculate it, you figure out how many chapters a day you have to read through the Bible in a year, right? So January through June, everything goes really well and you read through half the Bible. But then in July, you face a challenge. The hour that you were using every morning to read the Bible is taken up. It's absorbed maybe by a job commitment. Maybe it's taken up by a family situation. Will you quit on reading the Bible or will you be patient? Now, what does patience say to do? Patience says endure. Keep reading the Bible. Find another way. Find a way to keep reading the Bible daily so that you will fulfill your goal of reading through the whole Bible that year. So what you might have to do in that situation is maybe get up an hour earlier. It may be tough, but if you endure it, you get up an hour earlier and spend that hour reading the Word of God, you'll fulfill the goal of reading the Bible throughout the year. or reading the Bible through that year. Does that make sense? So patience is endurance. It's not quitting when things don't go according to your plan and timing. It's persevering, not giving up. Now, in America, what kind of society do we live in? We live in an instantly based society, right? A microwave society. You agree?
Yeah.
We like things at our fingertips now. It's a now society. So we have microwave ovens, right? We've got fast food restaurants so we can get our food fast, right? We've got drive-thrus at fast food restaurants. It's right now, quick and easy. You know, this microwave society that we live in has robbed the American society of this virtue called patience. And friends, I'm preaching to myself today. I have fallen prey to impatience many times in my life. And it's something, patience is a virtue that God is perfecting in my life. Like just yesterday, for instance, I went to the mall with a friend. And she had it in her mind just to kind of relax and browse through the stores. And, you know, I wanted to relax a little too, but I had a timetable. I needed to get home at a certain time. I kept looking at my watch, and she walked into this one store at the mall. And I was like, come on, let's hurry up. What are we going to get over with this, you know? And I'm looking at my watch, and she's like, Jonathan, you need to practice some patience. You're preaching on that tomorrow. You need to be more patient. So you know what? I'm preaching to myself tonight, right? Or this afternoon. God is perfecting me in this area. I think He's perfecting all of us concerning this virtue of patience, right? Being able to wait things out, enduring the wait. You know, I've been to India many times, 10 times doing, excuse me?
What happened at the mall?
Oh, I went through the store with her and we finished the course. But I've been to India many times, been there 10 times doing evangelistic work, pastor seminars, ministering to people. And let me tell you something, India is different than America. India will stretch your patience like a rubber band. It'll stretch you. You know, over there they'll say to you, you know what, we're going to meet for this activity at 12 noon. And we'll start at 12 noon. And a lot of times you don't end up starting until like 1 o'clock, 1:30, or 2 o'clock. They get the activity completed, but nothing really is done on time. And, you know, God has sent me there 10 times over the years. And it really, really has stretched my patience. So you know what? If you want your patience stretched and perfected somewhat, if you ever have the opportunity, try going to a nation like India. It'll help in that area. All right. Well, for the next few minutes, I want to talk about some of the heroes of patience. Some of the heroes of patience. First and foremost, who is patient? God is patient. God is patient. Did you know that God has a dream? Did you know that God has a dream? God has a goal. Guess what it is? It's found in Matthew 24, verse 14. And it says this in Matthew 24, 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Jesus clearly stated in Matthew 24, 14, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached to every nation. Now, this word nation in the original language can be translated people group, ethnic group. The gospel will be preached to every people group, and then the end will come. So what is God's dream? God's dream, God's goal is that the gospel will be preached to every nation before the end comes. To every people group. So the question today is this: why has the end not yet come? It's an open book test, friends, if you have a Bible. Because the gospel has not been preached to every people group. Guess what? Not every person on the face of this earth has yet heard the gospel once. Now, if God were like some of us, prone to impatience, right? And he got tired and he was like, you know what, I want to bring my church back up to heaven. Let me send my son and let me snatch away my church to be in heaven with me. I'm getting tired of waiting. Enough people have heard the gospel. If God did that, then those that needed to hear the gospel would never hear, right? Those that might make the decision to accept Jesus Christ we'll never make the decision, right? But God is not that way. Peter tells us in 2 Peter 3:9 that God is patient. God is going to endure the wait until every single person on the face of this earth has heard the gospel. And then it's that person's choice, those people's choices, to say yes to Jesus or no. And God wishes that everybody would say yes, right? But God is going to wait, friends, until everybody is heard. And then, after everybody is heard, guess what He'll do? God will bring about the end, right? Now, what does the Word of God tell us in Ephesians 5:1? It says, "Be ye, therefore, imitators of God." And if God practices patience, what does that mean? It means that we, as His followers, need to practice patience, right? Another person who is patient. Jesus Christ, God the Son, right? God had a destiny for Jesus while He was on this earth. What was God's destiny for Jesus while He was on this earth? What was God's goal for Jesus while He was on this earth? It was the cross, right? So that we could be saved. See, Jesus began His ministry at 30. And He was approaching the cross. And as He walked about Israel, He did what? He healed the sick, right? He cast devils out of the demon-possessed. He brought peace to people's emotions, right? And He was heading towards the cross. That was His destiny on this earth, right? And it got tough for Jesus, right? We read in the Gospels that Jesus felt like quitting. "Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Yet not my will, God, but Your will be done," right? Let's look at Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Jesus had a destiny. He had a goal. It was to go to the cross. It was to die, to be buried, to be resurrected so that we could be saved one day, right? And it got really tough, friends, in the Garden of Gethsemane. But in pursuing the cross, Jesus endured. He did not give up. He did not quit. He patiently endured. Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." Here's the key, verse 2. "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus." In other words, let Jesus be our model, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, scorning its shame. Now, God's destiny for Jesus on this earth, as we said, was the cross, right? Why did Jesus endure? Why did Jesus not quit? Why did Jesus patiently persevere the cross? Why? Because of the joy set before Him. Who was that joy? It was you and me. He saw that we would be saved one day going to heaven. Jesus kept His eyes on the prize. He kept His eyes on the goal. The goal was you and me. And because Jesus kept His eyes on the prize, on the goal, because He kept His eyes on the joy set before Him that we'd be saved, you and me, He didn't quit. He endured. He patiently endured the crucifixion. And because of His work, praise God, we're saved today, right? Amen? So Jesus was patient, right? What does the Word of God say in 1 John 2:6? If we claim to live in Christ, we must walk as Christ walked. And the walk of Christ was a walk of patient endurance, not giving up, not quitting when things got tough for Him. Another person in the Bible who was patient, who patiently endured, was Abraham, right? God promised Abraham something in Genesis 12. You can read about it in Genesis 12. He told him, "Abraham, I am going to make you into a great nation. Leave your father's house." And when God spoke this to Abraham in Genesis 12, Abraham was 75 years old. Now, when Isaac, the promised son, was born to Abraham, guess how old Abraham was? Find it in Genesis 21:5. He was 100 years old. Abraham, in faith, believed that what God promised, God would fulfill. He said, Abraham, I'm going to make you into a great nation. And the promised son, Isaac, through whom the great nation would come, was born to Abraham 25 years later. Now, Abraham didn't quit. He didn't give up. Abraham could have said, well, God, you know what? It's been 10 years. It's been 15 years. You haven't given me this promised son. So you know what? I'm going to quit believing you, God. I'm going to turn my back, God. Just forget about this thing. You're never going to send the son. But Abraham never did that, right? He patiently endured in his faith for 25 years. He waited, friends. He endured the wait. And at 100 years old, the promised son was born to Abraham. If Abraham could do it, if Abraham could wait, if Abraham could be patient, so could we, right? He was a human being just like us. 25 years is a long time to wait for the promise, right? And friend, you may have been waiting for 2 months, 5 months, a year, 2 years. I'm here to encourage you today. Don't give up. God has got a destiny. He's got a goal. He's got a course of action for you. And in pursuing God's course of action for your life, things will get tough. You may face personal hardship. Times of doubt. Will you turn back on God or will you remain faithful and committed to Him in those tough times? Will you patiently endure like God, like Jesus, like Abraham? Friends, we need to patiently endure, and God's miracle is around the corner for you. It will manifest in your life. Now, Romans 8, verse 25 is a scripture I want to read. Romans 8, 25. This is what Paul writes. Romans 8, verse 25. But if we hope for what we do not have yet, we wait for it patiently. Let me read that again. Romans 8, 25. But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. Friend, what is your hope? What is God's purpose, plan, and destiny for your life? Is it deliverance from a bondage? Alcohol, drugs, immorality? Is it a better job? Is it health or peace in your emotions? Is it a reconciled relationship? Are you believing for God to do something great with your life? And as you're believing for deliverance, friend, it may take patient endurance of certain courses. Maybe if you're addicted to alcohol or drugs, you may have to go through some courses and patiently endure those courses with your eyes on the goal of being delivered from that stronghold. You know, as you're believing God for a better job, it may take patiently enduring filling out long job applications. As you're believing God for a better job, it may take you enduring patiently some long interviews with your eyes on the goal of getting this job. You see, if your goal is to get a better job, to have a better career, you may have to go through some tough situations and endure those tough situations and not quit or give up when it gets really hard. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right. You know, if you're believing God for better health, it may require enduring patiently a tough exercise program. Your goal, God's purpose for you at this time, His goal for you at this time may be better health. You may have to patiently endure a strict diet, a strict exercise program, keeping your eyes on the goal of better health. And even when it gets tough, when you're doing that running, when you do that walking, when you do that swimming, it may get tough. You may want to quit. But you know, you keep your eyes on the goal and say, you know what? I am coming to better health. God is going to heal me, but I have got to endure this diet. I have got to endure this exercise. Enduring without giving up, friends. You know, as you're believing God for a reconciled relationship, it may require enduring a person's annoying habits. Maybe enduring a person's annoying ways, waiting for them to change for the better. That's what God's goal for, might be for you at this time, reconciling with a certain person. But in reconciling, coming back into relationship with that person, you may have to endure some of that person's strange ways. Does that make sense? And not give up on the person, not quit on the person, knowing that that person will change for God's best. And that you're going to come into strong relationship with them, you know? When I was at college at ORU years ago, I went to college for 6 years. And for undergraduate, my goal, God's goal for me, was to get this certain degree in theology. You know, for graduate school, it was to get a degree in mission studies. That was the goal. I kept my eyes on the goal of getting these degrees, of receiving this knowledge, so that I could more effectively minister to people. And friends, let me tell you, in going to ORU for 6 years, you know, and getting those two different degrees, situations got tough in my life. There were times where I wanted to quit, but I didn't quit. I endured. I kept my eyes on the goal, on the prize. Friends, if I did it, if I endured 6 hard years of college, you can endure the goal that God has for you. Don't quit when it gets tough. Practice patience in your life. Clothe your spirit with this virtue called patience. Now, how do you strengthen your patience? How do you strengthen your patience? But before we talk about that, I want to talk about one more thing. What is another area that we need to be patient in? Patiently enduring in what other area? In practical areas like we just talked about, right? Believing God for better health, believing God for a better job, believing God for a reconciled relationship, believing God for deliverance. Those are practical areas, but there's another area that we need to be patient in. It's a spiritual area. In our walk with Almighty God. In our walk with Almighty God. You know what God's goal for you is spiritually? God's goal for you spiritually is for you to come into deeper relationship with Him every day of your life. It's to come closer and closer to God as you live. To come closer and closer to Jesus Christ. So that when you live your last day on this earth and you enter heaven, God says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Now, friends, as you're pursuing this relationship with God, as you're trying to get closer to God in your walk with Him, guess what? Personal hardships may come across your path. Maybe an unexpected loss of a loved one. Maybe an unexpected loss of a job. Maybe an unexpected loss of a career. Something comes across your path. Will you quit in your walk with God? Or will you be patient? What would patience tell you to do in that situation? It would say, remain faithful to God through the hardship. Even though things are tough, don't turn your back on God. Let's look at what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 10. Matthew chapter 10. Verse 22. He says, "All men will hate you because of me, for the gospel's sake. But he who stands firm to the end will be saved." He who stands firm till the end of his life, till the end of her life, that person will be saved. Friends, you have to stay firm in your relationship, in your walk with God, till the end. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on Jesus when things get tough. When you lose something or someone, don't blame God. God didn't do it. It's not God's fault. But remain committed to Him through the thick and the thin. He who remains firm till the end will be saved. He will be saved. He who patiently endures will be what? Will be saved. Say it with me today. I am going to pursue my walk with God.
My walk with God.
A deeper relationship with Jesus Christ. And even if things get tough in my own personal life, I am not going to quit on God. I am going to patiently endure. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, in closing today, how do we go about strengthening our patience? How do we go about clothing ourselves with this virtue called patience? Number one, you've got to die to selfishness. You know, if you're number one in your own life, you're the center of your own life, if you're the center of your own life, you will lose patience when things don't go your way. So you have got to die to selfishness, to self-centeredness. All of us have got to die to that. Got to take our eyes off ourselves and put our eyes on God. Put our eyes on Jesus. Put our eyes on ministering to the needs of others who are in greater need than ourselves. Another way to clothe ourselves with patience, friends, is just simply this. Just pray for it. I can guarantee you, friend, that if you pray for God to increase your patience, guess what? He will do it. I've done it in the past. And God is faithful. If you pray for God to increase your patience, to stretch your patience, to perfect you in that area, He will do it. Just pray. Say, God, I need more patience. Help me. And He will. Another way to clothe yourself, to strengthen your patience, is to keep your eyes on the prize. What is God's course of action for you? What is God's destiny for your life? What is God's plan and purpose for you? Friends, in pursuing God's course of action for your life, things will get tough. But if you keep your eyes on the prize like Jesus did, for the joy set before Him, you and me, when it gets tough, you're not going to give up, but you've got to keep your eyes on the goal. You know, let's say you're working a long, hot summer's day, and your boss says to you, if you work this long, hard day, I'll give you $80 at the end of the day. Well, your eyes are on the what? Your eyes are on the reward, right? The $80 at the end of the day, right? That's your prize. And if you keep your eyes on that prize, on that goal, you're going to endure the heat, right? You're going to endure all the inconvenience of working on a hot summer's day, right? Because your eyes are on the prize. Friends, it's the same way in every area of our life. It's the same way with God's destiny and God's course of action for you. If you've got your eyes on the goal, when it gets tough, when it gets hot, when it gets inconvenient, you're not going to give up. So keep your eyes on the finish line. And then finally, keep trusting God, friends. You know, if you're trusting just in yourself, you will not be able to endure the pain when the hardship comes. But if you leave the matter in God's hands, knowing He's got it under control, guess what? You'll be able to wait out the tough time, the hardship, the challenge. Just keep trusting God. Just know deep down on the inside that God has got your life under His control. Just keep trusting God. He's got it all worked out. And if you keep trusting God, you'll be able to wait out. You'll be able to patiently endure the wait. You'll be able to patiently endure the trial and the hardship that comes across your path. Friends, we need to clothe ourselves with this virtue called patience. It is so necessary in fulfilling what God has for you to fulfill on this earth. Don't give up. Don't quit. Keep on with God's grace. He'll bring you through. He really will. Amen.